I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. military is removing the aid pier from the Gaza coast due to weather. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
A U.S.-built aid pier will be detached from Gaza's coast for a second time due to rough seas, two U.S. officials say, raising further questions about the viability of the sea route into Gaza. They add the military is moving the pier to prevent it from breaking apart, as it did late last month. The officials expect the pier will be back in place and operating again by next week. The $230 million project has been beset by security, logistical and other problems since aid first rolled ashore on May 17. Although aid has been unloaded in a secure area on shore for several days, humanitarian agencies have stopped picking it up and distributing it throughout Gaza because of insecurity. I'm Charles de la Desma.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris pledged America's unwavering support for Ukraine and announced more than $1.5 billion in aid for the country's energy sector on Saturday.
The United States is committed to helping Ukraine rebuild. To that end, today, I am pleased to announce that the United States will provide more than $1.5 billion to address Ukraine's humanitarian and energy needs and to help relieve the suffering of the people of Ukraine.
Harris made the announcement at the Ukraine Peace Summit in Lucerne, Switzerland, where she met with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. The $1.5 billion includes $500 million in new funding for energy assistance and the redirecting of $324 million in previously announced funds toward emergency energy infrastructure repair and other needs in Ukraine. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. It's a star-studded fundraiser in Los Angeles on Saturday for U.S. President Joe Biden. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Biden campaign has fallen behind the Trump campaign in fundraising.
We're focused, determined, and energized, and with your help, we're going to win.
This celebrity gala featuring George Clooney, Julia Roberts, and former President Obama, hosted by Jimmy Kimmel, is expected to bring in at least $28 million. President Biden flew through the night from the G7 summit in Italy across 9 time zones to be in Los Angeles for the event. Last month, Donald Trump's campaign reported a whopping $141 million in donations, with a big boost from Trump's guilty verdict in the hush money trial in New York. I'm Jackie Quinn.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has been reelected by lawmakers for a second term after his National African Congress Party struck a dramatic late coalition deal with the main opposition and other parties. Ramaphosa won convincingly in a vote late Friday night against a surprise candidate who was also nominated in parliament, Julius Malema, the leader of the far-left Economic Freedom Fighters. The 71-year-old Ramaphosa secured a second term with the help of lawmakers from the second biggest Democratic Alliance Party and others after the ANC lost its 30-year parliamentary majority in a landmark election 2 weeks ago. The U.S.-led campaign against Iran-backed Houthi rebels has turned into the most intense running sea battle the Navy has faced since World War II. More than 50 vessels have been clearly targeted by the rebels. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Commander Eric Blomberg and the destroyer USS Laboon are not facing a global power like Russia or China, but rather the Iran-backed Houthi rebels who have launched nearly daily attacks for months in the Red Sea.
I don't think people really understand just kind of how deadly serious it is what we're doing.
Jets from the aircraft carrier Dwight D. Eisenhower and the Laboon's firepower have scrambled to take out Houthi drones and missiles aimed at civilians, vessels and warships. The U.S. and its partners are trying to both protect a vital commercial shipping lane and themselves. I'm Sagar Meghani.
Italian Premier Giorgia Meloni has dismissed a ceasefire offer for Ukraine by Russian President Vladimir Putin as, quote, propaganda, as she wraps up a Group of Seven summit that saw a deal reached for a $50 billion loan to Ukraine. The Russian president said Friday he would, quote, immediately order a ceasefire in Ukraine and start negotiations if Kyiv begins withdrawing troops from the four regions Moscow annexed in 2022 and renounces plans to join NATO. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who was one of several world leaders at the G7, has rejected what he called an ultimatum by Putin. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.